brought to you by Communications by Design. This is the Transforming Learning Podcast, where we talk with teachers about classroom strategies that elevate teaching and learning. Our mission is to support teachers. So if you hear a strategy or idea that you find helpful, share the episode with others and subscribe to the podcast. We always appreciate feedback, so take a moment to leave a review as well. You can dive deeper into our resources and services or connect with our instructional coaches immediately by visiting cbdconsulting.com/elevateedu. We hope you enjoy.
It's a big eye-opener of how things are connected that I think we lose by, you know, just simply following that canned curriculum, that we don't allow those organic connections to form and kids to experience them and go, oh, I see.
Welcome back. I am Zach Ripley, and in episode 25, I will speak with Dean Meyer from Langsberg Elementary School about his fifth grade class and a college research project that you wouldn't expect. Here's Dean.
Hello, I'm Dean Meyer, a fifth grade teacher at Langsberg Elementary, a 22-year veteran, and I have been in fifth grade for 19 years. Previously, I was in middle school, and I'm primarily a reading and social studies teacher. However, this past year, I became a co-teacher, and a partner teacher and I intermingle our classes for much of the day, which is fascinating and fun. It still has its trials and tribulations, but always something new. I'm thinking, what can I do differently? So I'm excited to be here. Thanks, Zach.
Thank you much. One of the focuses, if we can narrow it in this way, would be thinking of kind of one of the high impact things that you do in your classroom with your students throughout the year, or a particular project or activity, mm-hmm. and something that you think, you know, other classrooms could benefit from knowing about it or trying it themselves, that kind of thing.
Okay.
What comes to mind?
I know in a recent episode you already had a Flipgrid promoted, which I totally agree. That's an awesome tool for that, giving kids voice. And plus it allows, you know, in this kind of Pokemon generation, that chance to kind of bling it out and customize things, within limits there. A nice, easy, free tool, you know, depending if you want the teacher edition. Also, I do and have done for 20 years a March Madness project, and started back with just simply the paper maps of Michigan, and we follow the March Madness tournament, and every kid would get a school, and they would have to research, you know, that school, what it took to get into there, all those sorts of things that kids in a matter, you know, I teach fifth grade, so it's 6 years, and they're living that, you know, what does it take to get into college, what, how, you know, where do I stand, what do I need to do, what does it cost, you know, all those things that, you know, we as adults know and experience, they get to do it. So I've done that for 20 years, and it's morphed from, you know, pencil paper research to, you know, now, you know, exclusively on the web. And so using those collaborating tools of Google Docs, you know, of My Maps within Google, of, you know, just it becoming a creativity tool rather than just simply a research tool, just makes it for so much fun. So that idea of just collaboration around an interdisciplinary unit, because I think so many schools and educators probably feel trapped by being limited to following the script in their teacher guide and pacing guide when they see holes, and, you know, kind of our experiences shoo-shooed to the side of, you know, our artistry of, well, we can do this 2 for 1 and double our bang for our buck. And so for me, that's one of those projects that I integrate math and reading and social studies and writing and art and phys ed and health. And it's just a lot of fun. And also building that engagement piece, which I think is huge for kids. Another shameless plug, iCivics.org. Gamification, another passion of mine. Social studies is so often kind of pushed to the wayside because it's not a core subject. So, yeah, that was air quotes. Not a core subject, even though, you know, social studies and science are that nonfiction that our kids are exposed to for half the day for, you know, middle school and high school. So the idea of gaming to promote critical thinking, again, to build that collaboration, but to build the engagement and to build knowledge and essential skills, I think is huge. So getting kids in that mindset of growth and through whatever means necessary, but certainly kids like to play games. I do too.
I can't blame them. One quick question with the March Madness mm-hmm. project specifically, what's the end product or the outcome that the students produce?
So one of the big pieces are they research at college, and that's the in-depth sort of a research project. The end products are, one, they plot out a fictional trip that they take from our school in Langsburg to their college. And so they work in using the web tools, like, say, TripAdvisor. What is there, you know, from point A to point B? Where can I stop? What can I do? What is there to do? How expensive is it? Does it have good ratings? And then it becomes a writing project as well. And I've even had some kids make some mock videos to, you know, be creative storytellers along the way. So it becomes a creative writing piece in addition to a research piece. So. And kids absolutely love it. And matter of fact, I even had in the last few years some kids have bugged their parents who were taking a staycation or are, you know, on their way to Florida to actually go to that school, which has just been a blast. You're like, wow, this has totally changed for this kid, that they're not just seeing themselves as going to school, but now I'm envisioning myself going on to higher ed and, you know, maybe this college, maybe another, but that's now on the radar, whereas before it may have just, you know, not even been there. It was just survive one day by day.
That's awesome. It brings something that's otherwise really abstract for a fifth grader thinking about college, brings that to life.
Yeah, well, that's the benefit of being old, is that you know it's going to go in the blink of an eye. That's 7 years from being 10 to suddenly almost graduating. It goes very fast, and knowing that, you know, in middle school you're already getting credit for a foreign language or for algebra or for earth sciences. Yeah, it's never too early to be thinking down the road. Not that, you know, they need to be totally prepared and filling out their FAFSAs or anything, but you got the idea. Just some exposure. But also for parents to go, oh my gosh, I haven't even started saving. And we talk about Roths or other things, or, you know, the Met or, you know, MESP programs for parents thinking, hey, don't get caught by this because debt, which then leads to economics, which is where we're at right now. So it's a big eye-opener of how things are connected that I think we lose by, you know, just simply following that canned curriculum, that we don't allow those organic connections to form and kids to experience them and go, oh, I see. So.
No doubt. Well, thanks.
Oh, thank you. I've enjoyed your questions and collaboration and wits and witticisms. Also hearing you on other podcasts, Matt Miller's Ditch That Podcast or Ditch Podcast. It's good to hear this cross-pollination of, you know, educators getting out there and making their mark and connecting with each other, because this is the 21st century. We should not be teaching and preparing kids like it's 1985. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Transforming Learning by CBD. Continue the conversation with us by visiting cbdconsulting.com/elevateedu, where you can contact a coach immediately or browse more resources like this one. For more podcast episodes, visit anchor.fm/cbdpodcast or subscribe to us on your favorite podcast app. Help us get the word out by leaving a review and rating, as well as sharing on your favorite social media platform. Remember to tag @CBD Consulting.